Anyway, I worked for Dr. Cass. Dr. Cass had two surgeries, one in John Scott and one in Matthias Road in just off Newington Green. And he used to sort of flip between the two surgeries. And I was his part-time assistant. I worked in both places. And it's interesting that some of the staff who were there when I was working as a locum had been around when I was a child and actually remembered me and the family, which was quite funny. And I also worked in John Scott in a different capacity. I did locum sessions for Dr. Patel, the successor to Dr. Bierman. So I had the really strange, surreal experience of being a GP consulting in the same consulting room as I'd been a patient, as I'd been in as a patient as a child. And that was really quite surreal, quite rare, sitting on the other side of the desk. And the strange thing is the room hadn't changed one little bit. The clock still ticked as loudly as it had when I was a child. The cupboard in the corner, sort of steel and glass cupboard with surgical two instruments and equipment, and it was still in the corner there. And I think the waiting room was probably as unfriendly as it had been, but so it was quite good, except that they now operated in those days. This was 1985-86, an appointment system. When Dr. Cass died in harness, the lucky doctor who happened to be the assistant with a view at the time actually did succeed to the practice, although the strange thing is it was not in Dr. Cass's power to actually bequeath the practice to anyone. The regulations were quite clear that he couldn't just pass his practice on to anyone, but in fact the doctor who was the incumbent at the time of his death did get the practice, right, at John Scott, and in Matthias Road. What he actually did was build a new surgery. It's the Allerton Road surgery, and closed both surgeries down and combined them into a new building. The Allerton Road practice in Allerton Road is a direct successor to Dr. Cass's practice, both in John Scott and in Matthias Road. And it was Dr. Lewin who succeeded to him. And I suppose those that didn't want to move to Allerton Road just moved to other practices within John Scott.